to another IndieBeast Sunday show with me, Chris Stain, and Jock Talliot, the newly elected president of the United Independent Movement, the party founded by the late Neil De Beer.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Before I talk to you about the future of the party and how you intend to take Neil's legacy forward, I'd love to ask you some questions I would have asked Neil today, if that is okay with you.
No problem. Go ahead.
Well, I see X is ablaze with conspiracy theories following the mysterious death in Paris of a former minister of police mere days after he was named at the Madlanga Commission for the worst political interference. What are your thoughts?
Conspiracy theories obviously are doing their rounds now. We know that he was mentioned recently by Lieutenant General Mkhwanazi as a he was obviously linking him with corruption and political interference in SAPS. And then mysteriously a few days later, he falls out of the 22nd story of a building in Paris. So it's, I don't want to speculate. I don't like speculation. I'm not a conspiracy theorist myself, but it's very strange, because circumstances and conditions. The timing of it is odd. I know that we have dispatched a SAPS special investigative unit to Paris to go and work with the French authorities to uncover the mystery. So we are all anxiously sitting and waiting to see what, to hear what they say, because it's normal to try and connect dots. There's a lot of names that have popped up in this commission, this inquiry so far. I see the most recent one that popped up was that of former Minister Bheki Cele. No surprises there. He was an old fan favorite of Neil's. I'm just saying this tongue-in-cheek, of course. And then obviously he's being accused of creating an environment under which all this corruption and political interference flourished, during his tenure as minister. So I know that the commission, the inquiry has been put on hold because of illnesses and such, but we are waiting, we are anxiously waiting to see what comes out of this inquiry. Like Zondo, it's exposing rot. Unlike Zondo, we are hoping that this will lead to convictions or charges and convictions, because Zondo just cost this country a bunch of money, nothing else. I mean, it's, Neil always used to say, and this was his biggest criticism of the TRC back in the day, was that we always got to the truth. We got to the truth, but we never reconciled. So it's pointless to just expose rot and not do anything about it. It's like going to the doctor because you're sick, and identifying the illness and then doing nothing about it. What's the point? So we are really hoping that, after all of this has been exposed, that action is taken.
How do you rate the quality of the evidence led thus far at the Madlanga Commission?
It's difficult to say, Chris, because this is an inquiry. It's not a court case. I think if these were judicial proceedings, like in a court, it would have been different. I think what happened in Zondo has, injured our confidence, or, it broke our trust in this process somewhat, if I can be honest with you. There's a lot of he said, she said. There's a lot of witnesses that still have to come forward and get interviewed. So, I don't know, Chris. It's like I said, time will tell. It doesn't help that people are, people dying under weird circumstances or conditions, as their names get brought up. So we are, we're all sitting and waiting anxiously waiting to see what happens. But it's difficult to rate the evidence because, like I said, this is not a court case. If it had been a court case, it would have been easier to pass judgment, I would say.
Now, another favorite of Neil De Beer's was Gaitan McKenzie, the leader of the Patriotic Alliance. What did you make of how he threatened the government of national unity into getting his own way?
Let's be honest, Chris. We all knew he wasn't going anywhere. We all knew he wasn't going anywhere. Just like with the DA back in 2012. I think it was this year and the year before. They also threatened the exact same thing. When they felt like the ANC was treating them like stepchildren, they also threatened to resign their positions and leave the GNU, and it didn't happen. and we knew it wasn't going to happen. No appointed minister in this country is going to leave their positions voluntarily. It's not going to happen. The funny thing, though, is the interesting thing is the way that the ANC dealt with both parties or both entities. So obviously with the DA, they gave the DA the finger. And with Gayton McKenzie, I read this morning in the Sunday newspaper that the president himself, Cyril Ramaphosa, gave instructions to his structures in Johannesburg to comply with Gayton's demands. So that is a very interesting relationship, Chris. Very interesting partnership, relationship, friendship, whatever you want to call it. We've always known that there was a relationship. I mean, you know what? We remember what happened in 2023 when the Patriotic Alliance played a very pivotal role in wrestling power away from the DA in Joburg municipality. But you know, they're not the only only party that seems to have power sharing agreements or coalition agreements or partnerships or whatever you want to call it with the ANC. We know what happened in Tshwane, the role that Action SA played there as well. So it's alarming, Chris, to know that there are parties out there that are still willing to form partnerships and such with the ANC. I mean, there was something, I don't know if people probably forgot about this, but there was something called the multi-party charter or the Moonshot Pact in 2023. Well, we all know now that it, you know, unfortunately turned out to be a big disappointment, and it wasn't worth the paper it was written on, because, you know, those commitments and those pledges that were made quickly went away after the elections, unfortunately. But partnering with the ANC, Chris, and I won't say working with the ANC, because you find yourself in positions sometimes where you have to work with them, especially in local government and in government, but partnering with them or helping them retain or gain power should be an absolute no-go in South Africa. This is something that should be absolutely non-negotiable. And I know there's been stories and rumors, and you know, we've heard by the grapevine that it's difficult to work with the DA because of their apparent reluctance to share power. But hell, Chris, working or partnering with the ANC should be completely off the cards. Completely. So I don't know if this says something about the DA or those parties that are, you know, opting to rather work with the ANC than the DA. But I would like to just, there's two quotes that I wrote down that I want to read to you in light of this specific topic, Chris. And the one is an old Spanish proverb that says, "Tell me who your friends are and I will tell you who you are." That's the one. And then the other one, Chris, is, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character." And that is actually a quote from the Bible. So, yeah, I would like to know, it would have been interesting to know the extent of these power sharing agreements that exist between these parties and the ANC and what those terms and conditions are, but I guess we'll never know. But I think one thing that we should definitely agree with, Chris, is that we should all be working, you know, against the ANC and trying to get them out, not helping them retaining power, throwing them lifelines when the opportunities present themselves.
Let's go to another favorite of the late Neil de Beer, Commander-in-Chief of the Economic Freedom Fighters, Julius Malema. His defiant reaction in the past week to his criminal conviction for firearm offenses.
Chris, you know, when Neil was still alive and well, and before he got sick, he used to do a Facebook Live on our social, or yeah, he used to do a live every week on our social media platforms here at the UIM. And he used to hand out weekly awards. One of those awards was the Hand on the Heart Award, and another award was called the Ice Cream Award. Now, Julius has the distinction of being the recipient of the most ice cream awards ever in our party's existence. I think Neil would have had a field day this last week with Julius. We saw him get convicted of idiotic criminal acts. We saw him walk out of that court, and the moment a microphone gets stuck in his face, he starts spewing his poison He pulls out his all-time favorite race card, as always, as predicted. And he starts singing his cock song. Pardon my Swahili. That's Julius. Chris, what is this guy? Name one contribution that this guy has made to South Africa or the people of South Africa. He's irrelevant. He's predictable. I think his time is running out. It hasn't run out already. People are leaving his party in droves. He's now been convicted of crimes, acts which he calls revolutionary acts. Now, yeah, no, those were not revolutionary acts, Chris. Those were moronic acts, idiotic acts. So, and he says it's a badge of honor. If he has to go to prison, it will be a badge of honor. I don't think Julius has spent a day in prison in his life. And I definitely think Julius is definitely going to change his mind within the first week if he does go to prison. Obviously, now we are all waiting and in anticipation to see what the sentence is going to be in January, because that will determine whether or not he's going to lose his position as a member of parliament. But we are hoping that in the interim he gets dismissed as a member of the Judicial Service Commission. So for those people out there who don't know what the Judicial Service Commission is, it's a constituted body that plays a very important role in the appointment of judicial officers and judges in South Africa. And obviously they also handle queries and complaints against judges. Julius is serving on this commission. Julius has got no respect for the law. Julius called the magistrate in East London a racist because she found him guilty. This is a guy that doesn't respect the judiciary. He doesn't respect its judicial officers, yet he serves on the Judicial Service Commission. So we are hoping that he gets dismissed or that he gets suspended or fired, because he's the last person on earth that should be serving on that commission. So I'm just hoping there will come a time when we don't have to speak about this guy anymore. That's my wish, and I think that was always Neil's wish as well.
Now, Doc, congratulations on your election as president of the United Independent Movement. How do you intend to take the party forward in the absence of Neil?
Chris, yeah, losing Neil was a big blow to us. I saw you there at his memorial service, and we spoke about him, and we said that, you know, I can't think of any other political figure that has ever been as loved as Neil, maybe besides President Nelson Mandela. He was a huge character in South African politics. He was more than just a political leader to many of us. I mean, he was our friend. He was our brother. So, yeah, we miss him terribly. And I'm not going to lie to you. We were anxious. We were worried that, you know, with his passing, people were going to say, well, that's it. The UIM's finished. Without Neil, there's no UIM. And the exact opposite happened. The public's response has been absolutely amazing. We have literally received thousands of messages from people that have asked us to please carry on with Neil's legacy. Please don't stop fighting. Please keep on growing. A lot of people have joined up as members. A lot of our members that were part of our structures in 2021 and 22 that left for personal and other reasons came back, have applied to come back, have contacted us and says, listen, we want to give this another go. We want another bite at the cherry. So the support from the public's amazing. And with my appointment as well, you know, I've only received well wishes and blessings from the public and from members of the party. I would like to also thank them personally on this platform and say thank you very, very much. I really appreciate it. It's not something I ever signed up for. In my mind, the picture that I had in my mind was always Neil going to parliament in 2029 and taking a couple of us with him. But unfortunately, you know, things didn't turn out that way. But we are going to go from strength to strength, Chris. The people, you know, my colleagues, the people that I work with are passionate people. You know, this is one thing about the UIM, and I have to say this. This is a party that has a lot of heart and soul. It's got a lot of heart and soul. I wish I could do a reality series on the UIM and what goes on in the UIM and the people that are involved with this party. We are people that truly care about this party, this country and its people. We are all, you know, none of us are professional politicians, or this is not what we do. We are doctors and lawyers and mechanics and farmers and normal business people. So we are truly doing this because we want to see change in South Africa. I mean, none of us are going to leave this country. We're not going to leave our families and friends behind. We have all, you know, made pledges to stay in South Africa. It doesn't matter what happens. And while we are here, we're going to fight and try and make it as good a place as possible to live in. And we're not going to stop fighting, Chris. Like I said, I think Neil's passing, it's done something. I don't know. We would have obviously preferred to have him here, but something has happened. Something has happened. And I don't know if it's divine intervention or not, or if it's divine, but something special has happened. And our support has increased threefold in the last 3 weeks. And yeah, you know, people have really rallied behind us and said, listen, we can't allow this party to go down, and we have to make sure that the UIMCX succeeds and that we make Neil proud and that we make the people of South Africa proud. So yes, we are carrying on better than ever, and we're going to go far, and we are pledging our loyalty and support to the people of South Africa. We are servants of the people, and that's about as much as I can say about that.
Thank you. That was Jacques Tolliard, the newly elected president of the United Independent Movement, founded by the iconic late Neil de Beer. Now, please stay with me and watch this video of Neil. Woo!